This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Mitch McConnell says the new U.S. Senate is set to start the replacement of Obamacare in January. The act, which moves toward funding abortion, has been a target from its inception. Republicans may have to rely on the budget reconciliation process to make it happen. A pro-life group has carefully examined what happens to the bodies of those who die at abortion clinics. They say the current state of affairs is incomprehensible. At a rate of 2,700 daily, the Charlotte Lozier Institute is offering 5 criteria for new laws to prevent scandals like the specimens for sale affair. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE Principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. In other headlines, in vitro fertilization is becoming increasingly controversial. A new report says one measure of IVF's crude treatment of life is found in the 2.5 million human lives discarded for the birth of a few children. Dismemberment abortion is being taken apart in 2 state legislatures. A ban on the gruesome procedure has been introduced in Kansas and has passed the Ohio State Senate. And the Supreme Court of South Africa has rebuked a lower court and rejected legalizing assistance in suicide. The ruling said decriminalization is a matter for Parliament. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.